Chala, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Now this Mishnah has a lot of different Perushim, and it's a very hard Mishnah to work into the words of the Mishnah. But we're going to try to understand Al Pi the Rav. So the Mishnah starts, Noitel Adam Kedei Chala Me'isa Shalohu Mechala. So the person wants to take Chala from dough that did not have Chala taken off. Now the way the Rav learns, he uses a Lashon HaRoitza Lolush Kama Isos Shal Demai. A person wants to knead many batches of dough of Demai, which are Tamei. The Lashon HaRav is that he wants to knead, which is mashma that the demai is on the flour that he's making into the dough. We're going to get back to that soon. But in any event, all of this dough is demai. Now, pashur, demai usually means that it's taken from an ama aretz. Rov amaratzim, meiser, everything. It seems they all take off truma. The chshash is trumas meiser, because they didn't think that trumas meiser is a chiv misak until you take off meiser, so they didn't even do it, like we've learned in demai. And this demai dough is tameh. So normally, you're not allowed to be mafresh tahor onto tameh. Obviously, you're not allowed to be mafresh from tameh onto tar too. That's obvious. But you can't also be mafresh from tar al tameh. And the reason we said is because there's a gzera that you're going to do it shaloi min amukuf, which means it's not going to be next to each other. So there's one exception that Chazal allow us to take off truma tahora from truma tameya. And not only that, they don't have to actually be right next to each other. So that's what this mission is referring to. So what it means is a person can take challah from the dough where challah wasn't taken. So that means that he's taking challah off of tahor dough, which is demai. It's all demai here. So he's taking tar dough of demai, lios mafresh aleh, to be mafresh on that tar demai, v'hoylech chalas demai, achetisarech. It means that it's chal, on the chal of demai, achetisareach, which means until this isa, this tahor dough, even until it becomes spoiled, that it becomes ra. And like we've just said, and the Rav says here, normally by vada, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to take off from tahor to tame, like we explained, and you're also, you have to make sure it's mukuf. Here, you can take it off from tar tame. It does not need to be mukuf. And also, you can take it mira alayafiv, because you see, it says, ashetisareach, until the tahor demai becomes spoiled, you can still take it off, even while it's bad, right before it's spoiled, you can still take it off. So you see, you can take it ra alayafa, because there are more makel by chalas demai. As the Mishnah says, shechalas demai nitalas min atar ala tame, v'shalom min amukuf, because chalas demai you can take off from tahor onto tame, and also it does not have to be right next to each other. The question on this is, and the Mefarshim ask, is where do we ever see such a thing by demai, by chala? The demai is only by trumas meiser. Nechoshet also, as we know, from meiser sheni, but for a different reason. But we're never assuming that a ama aretz is not going to be careful with chala, because chala is just like truma, person eats chala is a chiv misa. And Nam Aretz is going to be very careful with Chala. So where is this din of Demai by Chala? L'chari is no different than anybody else. So the Mishnah Rishonah actually says, when we say Demai in this Mishnah, we're not actually referring to something taken from an Am Aretz. Rather, we find, he brings a Mishnah Melech, that we find many times the Mishnais will, Chazal will talk about Demai, and Demai just means it's a suffix whether it's Tevel or not. So it could be, not that the suffix here is whether an Am Aretz took it out, it could be it has nothing to do with Am Aretz. It could just be a suffix. Let's say you have, like he says, one witness says Chala was taken off, one witness says Chala wasn't taken off. Problem is that the Rav says in the beginning, HaRoitza Lolosh Kamas Isis Shal Demai Tamei. Person wants to knead many batches of dough of Demai that's Tamei. So if he wants to knead, it's mashma that the Demai is on the flour. So it's not a suffix Chala, because it's only Chayiv and Chala after you make it into dough. So it sounds like the Demai was even beforehand, that the Demai is on the flour, it's on the grain. So that would also answer the Tosfos Yontif's kasha also, because Tosfos Yontif asked, where do you ever see that an Ama Aretz is choshed on Demai for Chala? So the Teretz is, he's not. The Demai we're referring to here is not a Demai on Chala. It's the Demai before it got to Chala. It's a Demai on the wheat. It's a Demai on the flour. And the Tosfos Yontif himself actually answers this, and he says that this is the case. And even on this very flour that you make to dough, the Teferis Rol explains that the Demai here is also not talking about the flour of an Ama Aretz. Rather, it's mamish like we just said, it's a suffix Chala was taken off of the flour. Where do we have a case where there's mamish a suffix Chala was taken off? That would be, he says, if you get it from a Kusi. As we've said, Kusim, even if we give them statuses of a Jew, they were not careful about Lifnei Iver Lo Yisitein Michal. They didn't care about you. So if they were going to eat it themselves at a certain time in history, then you can be soimich on them, because they're very careful when it comes to themselves. But lifnaiver they don't care about, so they would not care less about you. So therefore, there's mamish a suffik whether or not the kusi took off trumas and maestras on the wheat. And that's still going to be called demai, even though it's not coming from an amrit, so that's called demai. And on that, the Mishnah says, when you have a suffik from a kusi, if you took off trumas and maestras, you can take off from tar to tame, and even shaloi min amukuf.